Commentator Shelley Mickle says she's thinking about Thanksgiving in a new way this year. She says history and current events have changed her perspective.
I discovered that even though the first National Thanksgiving Day was proclaimed by President Washington for November the 26th, 1789, the custom fell away. And it was not until 1863, in the midst of our country's Civil War, that President Lincoln revived the day as a national holiday. Actually, he had been given the idea by Sarah Hale, one of our first feminists and also the author of our childhood poem, Mary Had a Little Lamb. Now, I'm not going to say anything more about the fact that it was a woman who placed this idea inside of a man's head, but I could. So Mary Hale convinced Abraham Lincoln that celebrating Thanksgiving during a time of war could offer comfort, hours of peace, and a rekindling of hope within the national spirit. After learning this, the next day I drove 2 hours to St. Augustine, here in my home state of Florida. I went on back roads, and I drove slowly. I saw signs showing me the way to America's oldest city, over 400 years old now, and I thought of the struggles that only the land here could tell me about. I passed a sign on a filling station that said, "United We Stand." I passed a sign welcoming me to Hastings, the potato capital of Florida. And a little farther down the road, another sign that said, "Long live the Spud." I laughed and was thankful that I could laugh, for I've always believed that humor is the first ingredient in any recipe for hope. Closer to my destination, I saw these words on the front of a vegetable stand, "Mess with America and you mess with the brave." Ah, I thought, this is the reminder I've been looking for. Because in that simple roadside message, I realized that this time we are all soldiers, every one of us, all of us now in this new and unprecedented war, both home and abroad. And so this Thanksgiving, I will be giving a special thanks to my forefathers and also to women like Mary Hale. For among all my blessings, I'm aware this year in these difficult times that I come from a long line of Americans who have struggled and endured.
The comments of Shelley Mickle, a novelist whose new book, The Turning Hour, is being published this month.